This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tallow isn't a gimmick. It's skin identical, vitamin rich, and wildly effective. Grass-fed tallow mirrors your skin's natural biology, delivering nutrients in a way plant oils and synthetics just can't. It's one of the most nourishing, skin-compatible ingredients on the planet, and it's the foundation of Primally Pure's cult-favorite balms and body butters. These aren't just moisturizers, they're skin solutions. Whether you're dealing with dryness, irritation, or just want a natural glow, your skin will recognize the difference. Ready to try what your skin's been waiting for? Discover why thousands are switching to Tallow for naturally radiant, healthy skin. Head to primallypure.com. That's PRIMALLYPURE.com. Your skin will thank you.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
And obviously, one of the other key storylines or questions to flesh itself out this preseason is the whole leadership conversation, which we talked a lot about last episode because we talked to McAvoy and Pastrnak right before that. But Swayman was asked about this too today and how he feels like, you know, what his role in leadership could be. And he talked about being kind of feeling more established now and, you know, maybe being part of the leadership structure in, you know, as they maybe don't even plan to have a captain, just have more voices involved.
Well, I thought it was interesting that when he was talking about that, he referenced, you know, because it was asked by Joe Haggerty, like, the setup was basically, you know, goalies don't often wear letters, or really never wear letters in the NHL, but can they still be a leader? And Swayman talked about how, you know, some of the all-time great goalies are goalies he grew up watching. And he referenced them leading by example and, like, kind of being quiet leaders, which I just thought was interesting because I feel like there were times last year, quite frankly, where Swayman tried to be a vocal leader. And even through things he would say in the media and talk about, like, you know, wanting to set an example and have guys follow him. And he referenced that a little bit today, but I also felt like maybe there's just a little bit of an acknowledgement of, like, I don't know, like, more let my play do the talking, let my work ethic do the talking type of thing. That I just thought was a little interesting to hear him talk about leading by example versus, you know, him being like, oh yeah, I'm going to be in here, you know, giving speeches or, like, out on the ice rallying the troops type of thing.
But the best players can do both, right? Like, people are more apt to listen to you as a leader if you are also leading by example. So you really do need to have that to be able to vocally speak up as well. Brian, you agree with that? Like, a lot of times, if you're having a down season and you're getting on someone else to play better, that's not really taken as receptively as if you're, you know, backing it up.
Yeah, and Scott, don't forget where you were going. If you had another point to finish,
no.
Okay, okay. So I mean, I think it's true, Bridget. The best leaders can do both, but I will say I think the goaltending position, there's so much going on between the ears for a goalie on an 82 game basis. There, you don't really want to have to worry about everybody else and add to that plate by being like, I also got to be a rah-rah guy for everybody else. No, just focus on your game because there's enough there to keep you busy.
And
kind of like what Brooke says to Jim Craig in the movie. It's like, you got plenty there to keep you busy. It's like,
yeah. And you're not on the bench during the game. So it's like, so what? Like, you're going to go over during commercial break and speak up and say something? And it's like, well, what if the guys on the bench have already talked about that, you know, between shifts or something? So it's just harder to do as a goalie.
It's tough to get on a teammate for not forechecking a certain way or not having the right neutral zone play when you're letting a muffin in from 60 feet. Like, you have to kind of just focus on yourself. And when Swayman talks about leading by example and being a quiet leader, I do think to the quote and that Bridget mentioned earlier, like, I think he's learning. Well, he's saying the right things that he's learning from last year, both before the season and during the season. Because you're right, Scott. I do think last year he took it upon himself to be more of a vocal leader. And we talked about him trying to get in a fight in L.A. where the season was gone at that point, but it just more seemed like a distraction than anything else.
No, it wasn't. It was. That's what the media wants you to think. That was, I needed that fight to happen for my own mental health. I needed him to get into that goalie fight.
Like I said, I just think like his teammates would rather him stop the
puck. Yeah, one of his teammates quite famously did not seem to be a big fan of him trying to fight.
This became a topic only because of that. Like,
well,
in real time,
but that it offers a window into what's going on. Like,
in real time,
clearly that was not received as hell yeah, our goalie's got our back. Otherwise, that's what Nikita Zadorov would have said instead of saying, like, is that what he was trying to do?
It came on a West Coast road trip where they lost to the Ducks and Sharks, like a combined of score of like 10-4 or something, and then they were playing the Kings and getting their, you know, they were getting their ass kicked too.
Hence why that would have been the most fun part of that road trip.
but ultimately, and look, if it caused a goalie fight highlight, like, it would have been fun to watch. I'm just saying, big picture though, like, I think what Swayman is alluding to is that last year he was clearly a distraction for his team before the season even began, and then his play didn't back it up during the year, and now he's just saying, you know what, I probably know in retrospect that I'm playing for an original six team in Boston, and I may have been given some bad advice, or I just didn't have enough recognition when I was on that podcast in the summer to talk about an ongoing contract negotiation. I think he's just learning. Like, Boston's a hub. You have to be careful about what you do as a pro athlete because it can create headlines and negative attention. And he's just, I think a lot of the things you're hearing him say now is just him learning from last year. That's all.
I have one final thought on this, like, topic of Swayman as a leader. I do feel like his natural personality is to speak up and to communicate, though. So, like, that's, I don't know if he was ever really forcing it and try, like, I just think he naturally likes to talk to people and, like, he speaks what he's thinking.
Yeah, and I think that's fine. I don't think anyone has an issue with that, but it's, and I wish I had, like, an exact quote from last year to pull up, but there were times where he would talk about himself leading and, like, dragging guys along with him. And it's, that is, if that's David Pastrnak saying that in the midst of a great season on a bad team, like, that's one thing. When you're saying that and you're struggling yourself, like, it's just really hard. Like, it's
tone deaf.
Yeah. It's hard. Like, it becomes natural for a teammate to look at that and be like, yeah, I get that, you know, you're trying to say the right thing. We're all trying to do the right thing. But, like, figure out your own game first, you know, type of thing. Like, it's just hard to lead from the front when you're not having the season that everyone expects you to have.
So I guess that's another storyline to pay attention to. because he is one of the key guys on this team that has to have a good season. It's like, yeah, I'd put him like, right up like there with McAvoy and Pastrnak. Like, Swayman, those are the three.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the single most important story for the Bruins this year. Like, even above coaching change is Jeremy Swayman bouncing back or not bouncing back. Like, that's, given his contract, given how important he is to this team, given, obviously, how important goaltending is, like, it needs to happen. There's, I can't imagine a path to this team being competitive or being in the playoff hunt that doesn't include Jeremy Swayman having a pretty significant bounce back season.
Short term and long term. And in the short term, yeah, both spectrums are pretty drastic, because if he bounces back, then we're sitting here saying, all right, last year was a bit of an anomaly. 3 out of the 4 years we've seen him play, he's been a damn good goaltender, and we can justify the contract, and we're not too worried about it, right? But if he continues to suck like he did last year, then we're going to be sitting here talking about a guy who is about to enter a no-movement portion of his contract at season's end, and oh boy, should they move him now, if they even can? So it's drastic. It's a drastic difference. So he'll dictate what we're talking about in months' time, but yeah, it's a storyline that is going to be front and center this year for sure.
Yeah, and I guess kind of already off to a better start, at least optimistically, yeah. Already off to a better start for this outlook for this season with winning gold with USA, and that kind of being like a turning the page moment, and like, he's obviously very prideful of that. Him wanting to continue that with the Olympic team is probably another motivating factor for him this season. Obviously has to play well in the NHL for that to happen. So
right. Yeah, because like if you look at it right now, it's like he clearly has the inside track to making that team. There were only four goalies at their initiation camp or whatever they're calling it out in Michigan last week or the week before. Two of them are locks to be on the team. Connor Hellebuck and Jake Ottinger. And so then it's Jeremy Swayman versus Joey Decord for the third spot. And you would have to give Swayman the inside track because A, he was on the Four Nations team, and B, he outperformed Decord at Worlds. Those are the two goalies. Swayman ran with the number one job and played the whole knockout round, including a shutout in the gold medal game, that which went to overtime. US won 1-0 against Switzerland. So all that together gives him the inside track. But that could change quickly if he struggles out of the gate and Joey Decord's having a great year for Seattle. So, I also think like that's going to be interesting, not just for the Bruins, but league-wide. Like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You saw it last year with Four Nations, but it's been so long since the NHL has been to the Olympics that you forget how much motivation that is for a lot of these guys, especially probably 95% of the guys going have never been to the Olympics because it's been 12 years. Mm. like how much of a motivation that is for a lot of these guys, for Swayman to earn a spot in that team, for Charlie McAvoy is going to be on the team. We know that already. But for him to be playing great hockey and to feel good about his game and to be able to be a top pairing defenseman for the U.S. as they try to win gold, like it's, you know, and you can go up and down the board across all the other guys who are going to be going, but like, just because those are two that we've talked to in the last couple of days, like it stands out like how much it means to them. And they're trying, obviously they're trying not to get ahead of things and they're focused on the Bruins now, but you know it's there and they've acknowledged that it's there.
Side note here, outside of Sidney Crosby and then Patrick Kane, who's going to have his work severely cut out for him, and I think he's on the outside looking in right now, who are other candidates to play in their second Olympic? I should say...
Well, Crosby's already been to...
multiple Olympics. Yeah.
Who's been to the Olympics before?
Yeah, and last Olympics, even though there was no NHL players, there were a couple of Americans that were in college, like Matty Beniers and Matthew Nyes and a couple others, but I don't... Well, Matthew Nyes has a shot. Beniers could have an outside chance, but let's just stick to Crosby and Patrick Kane. Is there anybody else that's... Because you said it's got 12 years.
Marchand?
McKinnon.
Marchand's never been.
He was a 2016 World Cup of Hockey participant, but he was not an Olympic participant.
Correct.
So
I'm trying to think. But like, was
like Petrangelo? I don't think so.
Yeah, I was wondering about Petrangelo or Doughty.
Doughty would have been probably in 2010.
Or even 14.
Both. 14 for sure. Yeah.
Victor Hedman, was he on Sweden at that point?
Yeah, Hedman would have been there too. Eric Karlsson, maybe.
Yep, Karlsson for sure.
So there's a couple others.
Yeah, but not a lot.
Not a lot.
Like
12 years will do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it stinks.
Yeah, but hey, we're looking ahead now. We're looking ahead now, and thanks to Matty Walsh, we have World Cup of Hockey and Olympics every 2 years now, so that'll be good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.